Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the idea for most holidays is to leave your humdrum life behind for a while. But in Ireland, a company called Samsu offers a particular sort of trip, a holiday from your phone. Rosanna Irwin is the founder. Afternoon, Rosanna.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. So this is, people go, is this correct? They go to a location, but you don't tell them where it is.
Yeah, exactly. The idea is that nature is the destination. We give you a rough estimate of where it is on the website. And then once you book, the exact postcode is revealed. But all locations will be 60 minutes a drive from Dublin. So you can finish work and get to the cabin in nature that evening.
Right. And is it always the same place or do you have different locations? Are you moving it around the place?
It'll be different locations and different cabins. We're very young. We're just a month old, so we've just got the one cabin for now. But the aim is to partner with different landowners and farmers around the country and place more off-grid cabins in different locations.
Okay. And so when they arrive, what's in the cabin?
So when you arrive, there'll be a lockbox outside. You'll be given the code and you open the key, you open the door. And when you get inside the cabin, there's a welcome pack, but a little bit of a different one. This one is an analog welcome pack. So there's a phone lockbox to put your phone inside. There's a guide on what to do for 72 hours without your phone in nature, because not many people have done that before. There's a film camera and a roll of film. There's a cassette player and a load of tapes. There's two journals, some sleep sprays and some eye masks. So kind of everything that you need to go analog in nature for two or three nights.
Okay. And do you recommend people go down and do this by themselves?
We've actually had quite a bit of a mix, I would say. So a lot of people come by themselves and I've had some guests that come and do some writing or making some music and, you know, that sort of introspective type work. We've also had a lot of couples and we've also had groups of friends. No two boys actually this far, but a lot of groups of girls. So kind of a mix of everyone.
Okay, yeah. And you actually used to worked in Facebook. You were in the thick of the tech industry.
I know. That's kind of where all the inspiration came from. I myself was working for one of the big tech companies and I could see the damage that it was doing. And then I also worked for a climate tech company where I was spending huge amounts of hours in front of a screen every day. It was clocking up 12 to 14 hours and then, you know, going home and scrolling on TikTok or Instagram late into the night and eventually got to a point of burnout. And I think that's because we've kind of forgotten how to go back and spend time in nature, because it is healing and it is really good for our minds and our brains.
And so if the person has an emergency, can they get their phone out of the box?
Yeah, so I forgot to mention actually that we put a light phone in each cabin. So the light phone is this company based out of Brooklyn, New York, and they've built a phone similar to Samsung. Actually, it's a phone designed to be used as little as possible. So on the back of the phone is the phone number of that phone. So you can give that number to your friends and family so they can get in contact with you in case of emergency. And if you go into the contacts of that phone, you'll find the Samsu help number. So if anything was to go wrong, you can call us. So basically you are contactable and you can get in touch with people without needing to take your phone out of the box.
Okay, so it's just a bog standard phone. There's no apps or anything like that on it.
It's got podcasts that we've curated that we think you might enjoy while you're in the cabin. And it's got notes and a timer in case you want to boil eggs. And it's got a small section of music, phone messages and maps. So all the essentials, none of the unessentials, I would say.
Okay, so this is essentially a trip to 20 years ago. For a lot of people listening, they'd be shrugging, saying, I don't know, I grew up like that.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like, it is a bit of a full circle moment, but it's got a bit more of the luxuries of today's world. But you're right, it's trying to bring us back to simpler, slower times when things were less complicated and we were happier people, because anxiety levels and depression levels are not lower.
They weren't. They were just as complicated then, just in a different way. It might have taken a little bit longer for things to be complicated. Has anyone freaked out so far? Has anyone said, started screaming for Instagram and gone and, you know, had cold turkey or anything?
Not that I know of, but also I'm not checking in on you. So people could take their phone out of the box if they wanted to and check in online. But the feedback thus far has been extremely positive. And I think a lot of people want to spend more time away from social media and away from the hecticness that is their phones.
Yeah. And what kind of people are they? Are they people who, like you, are working in the tech industry or, you know, with some tech related thing?
It's a bit of a mix. They're mainly ages kind of 25 to 40. And probably sitting in front of a screen for a lot of the day, yeah. That sort of cohort of people.
Yeah. And so the things that you leave a kind of guide for them of things to do, what are those kind of things?
We've made a foraging guide of things that you might find along the land. So the cabin sits on 300 beautiful acres of native forests and meadows and lakes, and so you can walk across that land and go foraging. We've got a section of old Irish poetry and short stories and literature. There's a guide on how to brew the perfect cup of coffee, how to light a fire, because a lot of people don't know how to do that anymore.
That's true.
And a few things. And some inspiration on, you know, journaling prompts. And but we've got a set of curated books and old cassette tapes that I had when I was younger, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And so they generally speaking, just stay there for a few days or kind of go longer than that?
If they want to go longer, I would love that, Sean. But at the moment, you have to stay for two nights. I would love you to stay for three, because there's a lot of science to show that 72 hours in nature without technology actually starts to heal your brain from the constant dopamine hits that you get. But it's generally two nights and three nights.
Okay, yeah. And presumably they're supposed to bring down food with them. This isn't like round the corner from a centre or anything.
No, there's no centre around the corner, but we do offer some food hampers. So you can do a pizza kit where you'll get all the ingredients for two margarita pizzas and a pizza oven. We're also introducing breakfast hampers. You'll find locally brewed and roasted coffee and stuff like that. But yes, then you can bring your own food. There's a fire pit outside, some cast iron pots and pans to cook, and two gas hobs inside as well.
Okay, yeah. Gosh, is it kind of sad in a way that people have to go to that extreme just to be able to get away from their lives for a bit?
I don't necessarily think it's an extreme. I think it's quite a luxurious cabin, but also just trying to do a twist on getting away into nature and doing something a little bit different. And I think not many people actually go to the extent of spending a couple of days without their phone. And so Sansi tries to give you the opportunity to do that and teach you that you do feel leaps and bounds better when you take some time away from technology, which we just don't do.
Rosanna, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Rosanna Irwin there, the founder of Samsu.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.